Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Set 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Just when you think it'll never get here.
Like it's the first time.
Oh, every week. It's brand new. Feels fresh again. Feel reborn.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you're so excited by it.
Love it. Everything's better on a Friday.
Especially when the Warriors play.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't mean it like that. I'm like, oh, yeah. I was thinking because I was reading a story. The headline was something Oakland police bracing for,
Please don't let that happen. I mean, it's cool if we win, and that's all good. But don't go out and do anything
that's destructive. Yeah. It's a game. Come on.
Well, it's more important than a game, but, you know.
But in the grand scheme of things, is it? Like, it's not worth destroying your city over.
No, that's for sure.
Absolutely not.
So, yeah. They're calling this... They've swept all... Okay.
I know,
I don't
want to
get carried away, and I don't want to say anything that's going to...
I think it's 15 games straight
in the playoffs.
It's crazy,
and that, you know, I told you, they compare it... When you get these in-between... All of the sportscasters in between games, especially in these dog days of summer, find themselves talking about, could this be the best team of all time? Could Kevin Durant now be the best player in the league? It's all fun stuff to sort of, but it doesn't, but damn, they are really talking about this team being, who's better? Who's done that? I just hope they can keep it together, because that's the problem with Kevin Durant coming over and making the team even better, it makes you feel like they can't keep it together.
Right.
So hopefully these cats are, like, playing together, which means you have to make up your money doing some advertising and make a little less on your big contract. Mm-hmm. They're not all willing to do that. Especially if they get that ring, they go, I'm good.
Money in the bank.
I'm good. I got the thing I needed. Now I just need to go get more millions.
Yes.
So we'll see. But that...
All that aside, they play tonight.
They play tonight, which is very exciting. Last night, man, I realized flying and so much technology that we just take for granted. I know flying's not new technology, but still... It's pretty neat. You can hop a plane and go anywhere you want. Yeah. We don't even think about it anymore. That plane takes off.
Yes.
And when it doesn't,
oh my God,
the domino effect goes out to all the lives that are attached
affected,
to the lives in those planes. And so
your mom was flying in yesterday.
Super late. Got in super late. The missus had to sit around and kill time in San Jose with the kid waiting for the plane to finally land. And then there was a fire.
Oh, my God.
Or something in Los Gatos.
I didn't hear about it.
Los Gatos, I mean. So traffic was... I was just going, you got to be kidding me, man.
What
they
time?
Got home. They pulled up at 5:30 and honked. And I jumped in the car and we split for dinner. Because by that point, who was going to cook?
Right.
Not me.
And Nona just had a day.
Well, and they were all starving, too.
Right.
So we ran out. So it just pushed the whole day. Anyway. After dinner, I went straight to bed.
Yeah. The airport pickup, man, it's a thing.
Of course it is. Mm. What? Why am I looking at Hooman with Kenny G?
Oh, Hooman with Kenny G?
Oh, yeah. So, Bryn and I had to see a movie yesterday. Which
had
we're gonna,
to.
Well, you know, it's a movie we're going to view in a couple weeks, but it was a daytime screening for one of the darlings of Sundance. We'll talk about that later. But afterwards, I said, hey, Bryn, you want to come meet Kenny G with me? But, you know, Bryn's got a lot of responsibility.
Please tell me Bryn said, no, thanks.
So he said no, but...
Right, okay.
But good. He was launching his new gin, so I went to support Kenny G.
Kenny G's got a gin. Kenny Gin.
Hana Gin?
Hana Gin.
Should be Kenny Jin. You know, come on. You're Kenny G. The last thing we heard from Kenny G was he was...
in that airplane.
Trying to... They said if everybody makes a $2,000 donation, all of us together or something, I'll get up and I'll play. And then he creepily walked down the middle of the aisle on the airplane. It was like...
I thought it was more like he said he'd just play until they got the money raised.
Oh, no. I think it was their reward.
Oh. Yeah. It wasn't torture?
It wasn't a torture method.
Yeah, I guess he wouldn't see it that way, would he?
Probably not.
I do think I might have stood up and just gone...
Why do I got to pay?
Middle finger to you, Kenny G.
Oh, come on.
Zip
no,
it.
You wouldn't. No.
Oh, I'm trapped on a plane and I got to hear that guy's horn?
And he's got to make meaningful eye contact with me as he walks by? That was the weirdest part.
So they had those goofy wigs. I threw that wig on.
Everyone shared the same wig.
No, nobody else would do it. Everyone was too, like, highbrow, and I'm like...
Well, nobody wants...
I'm like, the wigs are right here. Of course I'm gonna... And then I brought the samples back to our expert,
Is it on the Alice 973
no,
or the
No,
Hooman?
It's on my Hooman.
Okay.
I brought the samples back for our expert drinker.
You're talking about Yuzette, of course.
You like gin?
Well, I went to that gin bar when I first started drinking, when I wasn't supposed to be drinking. My first choice was gin, and then I kind of got off of that as I got older. And then, but we went to that gin bar the other day, and it was good.
It reawakened
like a cucumber gin with lavender in there.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, this one has lavender in it too.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh shoot!
I guess that's the thing now.
Huh. Gin just makes me angry.
It does?
I don't drink gin anymore because I actually find that I get into a bad mood. I'm like a bad mood drunk.
Yeah, it's good that you know your alcohol's like that.
Vodka, it's just happiness all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a funny picture. So you have a Kenny G wig on. You need to pull it back a little and show a little more forehead. You look like Slash with his hat off. That's a beautiful bottle. Is it like an etched glass?
Yeah, it
thing?
Is. It's like a teardrop.
Isn't that even notice something?
It. I mean, you know, you get the whole presentation. I put some stories up too. So it's you know.
Did you bring that broad with you to the event?
I don't know.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Did you bring Rachel?
Rachel.
Your new girlfriend.
She. We're taking. We're taking a break.
Hooman says. I said, listen.
A break.
We have a couple things happening at 6 o'clock. We're going to talk to Kevin, who's in the AIDS life cycle 2017 thing. And then I'll do a story or two. But I want to give Hooman an opportunity. You know, he goes and he sees these movies. And I did take a call from Rachel right in the middle of the thing.
Mover,
and so he didn't get to do his full movie review. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I said, you know, it's probably... He goes, yeah, everybody had a good time except me. I'm like, oh, and Rachel. And he goes, no, Rachel's Facebook blew up. She's calling it the best morning of her life.
Like, yeah.
She's a star. I go, okay, just you then. It was fun for everybody except you. So,
it's like that one time we had that one girl, Hannah.
Oh,
that
God.
That was here. And then all
she
of a sudden...
Was, she loved it. She's like, oh, when can I come on again and get more followers and
no thanks.
Publicity?
Oh, when Hannah and Hooman, they
yeah,
even
remember
had
their
own page.
Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, that girl took to it really nicely.
Oh, yeah, she loved it.
And then we dropped
attention.
This is why I'm single.
No,
that's not why.
Why
she
single.
Was never saying that she was going to date you, that Hannah chick.
She just wanted to be a part of your entourage.
Hooman showed me this movie the other day called Band-Aid, and it has this Zoe Lister something or other.
Zoe Lister.
So the girl is very cute, and at the end of the movie, he tells me that's my new crush. And it's it's an indie film, and it's but Hooman and Bryn did some. Did you interview this woman? And
we did, yeah.
He's like in love with her. I think he even said in the interview, like,
I have a crush on you.
I have a crush on you. So it's funny because as soon as you said that, I was like, oh, he was in love with Hannah, the first Hannah, because
no, I wasn't.
You know how you were.
No, he was
the Hannah.
She's super godly. You. She's super godly.
And she looks exactly like this girl.
Even her dad had status
right.
in the church.
In the God community.
No, we didn't believe the same thing. We don't believe the same thing.
What was the difference in you guys' dogma?
She doesn't believe in the Trinity. She only believes in Jesus. She doesn't believe in God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
I thought those were all the same thing, though.
They are, but there's three in one, one in three. You got to believe all three.
All for one, one for all kind of thing? Well, anyway, I think you would have put that aside if Hannah had been into you because she looks exactly like this Zoe Lister-Jones. Yes, she does. Oh. You clearly actually have a real type. Like, we always put you on the 45-year-old blonde Vinny's with fake boobs and a full face of makeup, but your real type is this awesome Zoe Lister-Jones like chick. Look her up, Vinny. Zoe Lister-Jones.
He's busy. He's busy doing all this
I'm not.
Stuff.
I love that he's on.
This is why I don't have a girlfriend. Yeah, right.
Yeah. This is Hooman clearly not knowing why he doesn't have a girlfriend.
So many other reasons why.
Such an angry morning show.
No.
Oh, we're angry, huh?
Dude, you want to talk about angry yesterday at my house?
Yes.
Listen, I'm going to tell you just a little bit about this.
Tell
us the whole thing.
So, I'm not going to no, I don't want to throw anybody. Listen, this is
you don't want to throw anybody.
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus.
What about me? What about me and my whole life?
Well, you guys are my friends. I feel like it's safe. Right. This guy, I had an appointment yesterday.
What kind of appointment?
You had to get out of here.
I had to get out of here. We had an appointment set. It's been on the books for, I made this appointment like a month ago.
She's ready cute for as it. A button.
I know. You're looking at Zoe Lister-Jones?
And her little freckles.
Listen, you should try to see that movie. It is just darling. Everything
about
it. Look
at her little freckles.
She's great.
Why'd you let that one get away?
I guess she's happily married. I asked her.
That's too bad. I mean, it's too bad for you. It's great for her. So this guy, I'm supposed to meet at 10:30 at my house yesterday, right?
Who is this guy?
I'm not going to give too many clues about who this person is because he's kind of in a narrow field.
And you don't want no trouble.
And I don't want, look.
Is he a guy now?
No. This is from my backyard. Something from my backyard. All right. This certain consultant that I needed to talk to. And I've been waiting, and he's busy, and I've been waiting to talk to him.
Is he a dirt scientist?
Don't ask me because I really don't want to say specifically. It's a very narrow field.
Are you about to crush him?
He crushed himself. He's booing himself, man.
Oh, wow.
So this guy, first of all, he's late, which annoys me because we did not do a secret show yesterday. We had to rush out of here. I needed to leave the building.
Conference call.
I had a conference call. Right. We had a million things to do. I had to cut things short, and then I had to, and I blasted from my house because he squeezed me in, the only time that he could fit me in. So I'm home at 10:30 and I'm waiting and I'm, ready for this appointment. And he shows up at like 11:15.
Oh, wow.
So I know. So I was, okay.
Annoyed.
Well, he called shortly before he was supposed to be there and said, there's traffic. And
he
did call.
Okay.
But he said, I'll be a couple minutes late. 45 and a couple are different to me, but whatever. So he's at my house till well after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, like maybe 1:30, I finally get rid of this guy. And
what do you mean? Was he not doing the job that he came out to do?
He didn't come out to do a job. He came out to consult and help me figure out what components I need for this particular thing I'm doing.
Right.
So I believe that in the 2+ hours that he was at my house, and John and I are standing there, I believe that we talked about my project for about 11 minutes. Of the entire time.
And the rest of the time?
The rest of the time. And I want to put this out there for tradespeople and just for people in general. Whatever it is you do, when you meet total strangers, we are total strangers, keep the personal information to zero.
Yeah, don't even go
there. I don't want to hear about your divorce. I don't want to hear about your 4 years of anger management and therapy.
Wow.
I don't want to hear about how you're a dog whisperer. He described this scene. My son, at one point, right, we're sitting, and listen, at this point, we're trying to get him off the property. Like,
are you, like, walking him?
We're trying, like, okay, all right, great, we've got it. And also so condescending in the 11 minutes that he was talking with.
So wait, none of you just said, all right, you know what? We're going to go elsewhere for this. Thanks, beat it.
After the anger management thing and this the incident, I was actually thinking in my head, like, I don't want to piss this guy off.
Oh, that's
ridiculous. No, I'm telling you, it was crunchy. It was one of those things where, and after the fact, we talked about it all day. Like, what could we have done? Well, what should we do? Like, we're never seeing this person again.
In the future.
Yeah, in the future, how should we handle it?
What's the safe word?
We were like,
For most jobs, you need a John. For some jobs, you need a me. Because I would have even picked up a shovel if I needed to. If I felt I was in danger of my own health in telling this guy to beat it, I'd have picked up something to protect myself.
It was crazy.
But I
would have
been like, get out, dude. Yeah.
At one point, we're trying to get him off the property, and my son comes walking home from his last day of school.
Oh,
I know, I know. It was great. And so I sort of break. I'm like, oh, thank God, a break from the conversation. And I turn, I'm like, hey, you know, hooray, happy summer, yippee. And the dude is, you know, Sean goes into the house, and the dude starts telling me this story about his kid. So now I know all about his kid. I get, you know, and that he's a single dad, and that he's blah, blah, blah. So he's telling me that his kid got in his face and said, look me right in the eyes, like he was a man, and then, you know, kind of like flinched toward me, and I punched him right in the chest, and he's going, and he's like, this is not how you treat a man. You don't look a man in the eye and expect him. And he's getting like red in the face and telling me this.
Damn.
I'm just like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? And he's telling me how he's like a karate master, and
oh,
you know,
goodness,
I've got martial arts skills, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God. And the whole time I was torn between, oh, Vinny and Yuzi are going to love this story. And just, you know, feeling terrified, trapped in my own yard.
Yeah.
So anyway, we put, you know, finally he gets in his car and drives away. Oh, my God. And then there was like a hole. He needed to use my bathroom and didn't take his covered in mud shoes off. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wait, did he end up taking the shoes off?
Yeah, well, because I was like, no! As he's going into
slow
my
motion.
I know. I like just, there's shoes right there by the door, like, clearly,
it's
we don't
obvious,
walk in.
Right.
They're all covered in mud. Like, take your shoes off. And he opens the door and says, I'm like, no, hold on.
Unfortunately, as I did this little project, you know, that apartment that I had to remodel.
Yes, yeah.
Because it was from the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, you got a beautiful new kitchen,
yes,
and you're
absolutely
updating it, sure.
But I had to go through all these interviews with people for, like, my contractor. I found him. And he's the best. That's, I trust him with my life.
Right.
But I went through, I don't know, 10 interviews to find the guy. And a lot of the contractors you meet are like that guy.
Yeah.
A lot of them. In fact,
they're talking themselves
remember
out
my
of
Novato
jobs.
Story with the dead trees?
Mm-hmm.
That was a contractor. That was a dude who ripped me off.
Right.
Period. You know, you deal with a lot of shady people when you have to, and when you find someone, oh, you hold them so
oh,
close.
Oh, my Richard is my, he's, boy,
God, you've had that guy for how many years?
15
20?
Years, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you're right, I love him. I'm sure he's done with me, but I love that guy.
Yeah, man.
He just laughs and shakes his head
and
at
all
me.
The stuff, too, like in this, in particular, this guy, by the way, Adney and Sons, he's
dang shame.
So awesome. He weeded out all the people that we brought in after that.
Oh, like subcontractors?
So anyone else, the other work that needed to be done, he would get them for me. And I was like,
well, that's what a contractor does. They
he
find
knew
their people.
Huda, and it just makes life so much, oh my God.
Right. You want a guy you can trust with the stuff you don't know about, you know? This is, so anyway, that was, don't talk yourself out of jobs, people. That's my advice to you. Zero personal information. Stick to the topic at hand. And just
stick to the script.
You know, the guy knew what he was talking about when it came to the thing I needed done, but there was zero chance I would ever work with him. A nightmare. It was just awful. Like, ate my whole day. Hey, everyone. It's Friday.
It's a choice of homeowners.
Yeah, it is. One of the many joys, human. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back, and we'll talk to Kevin, a friend of Uzi's. He's on the AIDS life cycle ride.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.